Welcome to our podcast, where we are offering the best from Temple Solel in Paradise Valley, Arizona. Hear our clergy team of Rabbi John Linder, Rabbi Debbie Steele, and cantorial soloist Todd Herzog share their weekly insights from our Shabbat services and beyond. Temple Solel is a vibrant and engaged Reform community grounded in relationships and deeds, and elevated by Shabbat and Torah. We welcome all who seek a connection to Jewish life, regardless of religious background, race, ethnicity, gender, socioeconomic status, ability, age, sexual orientation, and gender identity. Don't forget to subscribe to get a notification for our next episode. Find more information at www.templesolel.org.
You may have noticed that our executive director, Peter Pishko, had some banners made at the entrance of Temple Solel that say, Bruchim Habaim. This is a particularly Jewish way of saying welcome. Unlike English, which uses the word well to describe coming, Judaism says, blessed are you in coming. How lovely is that? The words declare that the moment of entry should not only be well, but also a blessing. It's a recognition of the blessings that each person brings into this sacred space and the aspiration that your blessings be multiplied as you go out. And that's what I'd like to talk about this evening, blessings. Specifically, three dimensions to blessings. Blessings we can bestow upon another, blessings we bestow without words, and blessings that express gratitude to God. Blessings we bestow upon one another. In a New York Times interview, Greta Gerwig, director and co-writer of the blockbuster movie Barbie, shared a formative childhood experience. Her Christian family's closest friends were a Jewish family in the neighborhood. Their home was grounded in the joy and values of Jewish rituals and community. She remembers Friday night Shabbat dinners where blessings were offered over the children, including her. Gerwig recalls the parents resting their hands on her head and reciting, Yivarechacha Adonai v'yishmarecha, Ya'er Adonai panav elecha v'chunecha, Yisa Adonai panav elecha v'yasem lecha shalom. May God bless you and protect you. May God show favor and be gracious to you. May God show you kindness and grant you peace. Well, how did this make Gerwig feel? In her words, I remember feeling the sense of whatever your wins and losses were during the week, whatever you did or didn't do, when you come to this table, your value has nothing to do with that. You are a child of God. We put our hands over you and bless you as a child of God at this table. And that's your value. I remember feeling so safe in that and feeling so like enough. Wow. That's a testimony to the power of blessing and Shabbat if I've ever heard one. The blessing known as Birkat HaKohanim, the priestly benediction. It's recited in any number of settings, most commonly, though not limited, to the synagogue and home. It is perhaps the blessing of all blessings, the one bestowed most of all. And when you think about it, this is signature Jewish chutzpahdik. I mean, after all, who are we, mere human beings, to give God an assignment? Well, let's unpack that for a moment. Judaism requires no intermediary in our relationship with God. And this includes Kohanim, the priestly class of Jews, or rabbis. Torah explicitly refers to all of us as Mamlechet Kohanim, a community of priests. Each of us has a direct channel to be in relationship with the source of all. This democratized access comes with a price tag. We are all responsible, one for the other. Judaism understands our relationship with God as a partnership. We, all of humanity, are God's messengers on earth. You don't need to be a Kohen or a rabbi to channel God's blessing. And the honor to serve in this way is not to inflate our own self-importance, just the opposite. We approach our sacred obligation to be blessing messengers with deep humility. The root letters of the Hebrew word for blessing, bracha, are the same root letters for knee, berech. In the choreography of a prayer service, blessing God is embodied in the bending of the knee and in a bow. We bend and bow in humility before God and all of God's magnificent creation, of which we are but a small part. So often, we are the last ones to recognize our own gifts. At times, the self-critical voice can go too far. At those moments, when we bestow a blessing upon another, family, friend, or stranger, we perform an act of redemption. We affirm a person's self-worth just for who they are, seeing their divine spark, reminding them that they too are a child of God. Isn't that enough? A blessing bestowed and received can be a game changer for the recipient and for the giver to feel the heart-to-heart exchange emanating from the divine can be transformational. Just ask Greta Gerwig. And there's another way of offering a blessing without words. It's what I've heard Rabbi David Wolpe refer to as a ministry of presence, simply showing up for others physically and with an open heart. That is a blessing beyond measure. Physician and storyteller Rachel Naomi Remen gives voice to this in her decades-old classic, My Grandfather's Blessings. Dr. Remen shares the story of Louisa, a highly skilled AIDS doctor who kept a picture of her grandmother in her home. She would sit before it for a few minutes every day before going to work. Her grandmother was an Italian-born woman who held her family close, Her wisdom was of the earth. Once, when Louisa was very small, her kitten was killed in an accident. It was her first experience with death, and she had been devastated. Her parents had encouraged her not to be sad, telling her that the kitten was in heaven now with God. Well, despite these assurances, she had not been comforted. She had prayed to God, asking God to give her kitten back, but God did not respond. In her anguish, she had turned to her grandmother and asked why. Her grandmother had not told her that her kitten was in heaven, as so many well-intended adults had. Instead, she had simply held her and reminded her of the time when her grandfather had died. She, too, had prayed to God, but God had not brought Grandpa back. She didn't know why. Louisa turned into the soft warmth of her grandmother's shoulder and then sobbed. Finally, when she was able to look up, she saw her grandmother was crying as well. Although her grandmother could not answer her question, a great loneliness had gone, and she felt able to go on. All assurances that Peaches was in heaven had not given her this strength and peace. All the talk had failed. Instead, silence healed the girl. My grandmother was a lap, she said to Rachel, a place of refuge. I know a great deal about AIDS, but what I really want to be is a lap, a place from which my patients can face what they have to face and not be alone. There's no greater blessing we can offer than showing up for one another with empathy. As the author and poet Maya Angelou writes, "I've learned that people will forget what you said. People will forget what you did, but people will never forget how you made them feel." Showing up for someone, and I include Mother Earth, with humility and an open heart, is mutually life-sustaining. The absence of words open the space for tears. Divine dewdrops descending from above. That too is a blessing. Finally, Jews are commanded to recite 100 blessings each day expressing gratitude to God. 100 blessings a day? That's like a full-time job. What were the rabbis trying to teach us with this tradition? With a little poetic license, let me share a midrash, a creative rabbinic story for the origins of humans blessing God. Rabbi Yishmael ben Elisha reported, "Once deeply in prayer, I ascended to God's temple on high. Following the labyrinth within the temple, I came upon a key lying outside a door, which must have been God's innermost chamber. Trembling with fear and awe, I tentatively picked it up, quietly inserted it in the keyhole, slowly turned it, opened the door, and entered. And there before my eyes was the crowned God, Adonai of hosts, seated upon a high and exalted throne. Unperturbed, actually with an air of relief, as if I was expected, God said, Yishmael, my son, Barcheni, bless me. Like Moses at the burning bush, Yishmael's reflexive response was, who am I to bless you? And God responded, who are you? You are Yishmael ben Elisha. Just as you are, you are enough. It is I that am incomplete. It is I that need your blessing. I have been in search for you. Barcheni, bless me with what you are grateful for. Rabbi Yishmael ben Elisha emerged from his deep prayer, returned to his village, and shared his encounter with God. Word spread far and wide that God needs our blessings. The community pretty quickly agreed upon a common formula for each blessing addressed to God. Baruch atah, blessed are you, followed by whatever anyone wanted to express gratitude for. And how'd they come up with 100 blessings a day? For those of you really curious, send me an email and I'll respond with an answer. I'll be waiting. Of course, less than a focus on the number is the essence of a daily ritual of blessing God. The practice of gratitude is itself a manifestation of humility and a recognition of our interdependence in the world. We are not islands unto ourselves, rather inextricably bound, interconnected with all of God's creation. The rabbis teach us that anyone who derives benefit from this world without a blessing is as if they are guilty of desecrating a holy object. Our posture, our practice throughout the day for waking up, for our bodies, for our souls, for our food, before and after we eat, for all the daily miracles until we close our eyes at night, are all worthy of thanksgiving. For all the abundance, for all that is imperfect, we find an address to express our gratitude. Baruch atah, blessed are you in all your manifestations. Well, each Temple Solel household was mailed a blue padded envelope with a scrolled fabric message inside a miniature box saying, you are a blessing. It's a reminder, a reinforcement to each of you. You are a child of God. You are enough just as you are. Carry that into the new year. Baruch atah, blessed are you, source of all creation, who awakens us to the call of being a blessing to all the families of the earth and to Mother Earth herself. Shabbat shalom v'shel yom tov.